I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth and I hack travel. I'm sat looking at your face down this video call. Why the aggression?
There's absolutely no aggression from me, Richie.
It's how it comes across.
I'm really happy to be here. It's good to see you. 1 week into the series, and I already feel like we're very much in our stride. And part of that just involves you digging me out simply for having a face.
Yeah, but it's the face that you chose to have, that's all. He's winking at me, everybody. Welcome to episode 2, season 3 of Richie Firth Travel Hacker. We would love to be out and about travel hacking in person. I'm sure you'd love to be out and about seeing all your loved ones. We can't be, but it's not stopping us. What we are doing is making sure that you are travel ready for when we can get out and about, which is why we want you to get in touch with us here on season 3 and tell us where you want to go, where you want to be ready to go, and we'll make sure your journey is hacked for you. It'll be a journey that is hacked and is whacked for you. We vaccinate and then we haxinate.
I mean, that's already evolved, but let's go with it. It works. I don't think you've introduced me yet, Rich.
That's Chris.
Oh, is that it? Oh, thanks.
You are so needy. Producer Chris, my cohort, my travel companion, my fact checker at all times, and many other things that we can't say on a family podcast.
Rich, I haven't left the house today.
I can tell. You haven't shaved either.
No. I mean, that's not just today's growth. I think I say that to highlight just how important a service that we do, because I have actually, you know, in the name of research, been on Google Maps and, you know, sort of scouring the internet, looking at places in the absence of being able to get out in a canoe or similar contraption with your good self.
Oh, and trust us, we want to be in a canoe, all right? When we're allowed to be back out, there is a hack that we have got ready, and it's going to be in a canoe, all right? And if you want to fund it, go and be a patriot. Go to patriotgames.org/travelhacker, and you can fund future podcasts.
Are people clever enough to know that that was the wrong URL and just go to the right one or not?
Patreon.net? I can't remember. What is
closer? It? Yeah, patreon.com/travelhacker, in case you were really thick and didn't know. Sorry, just in case you were not as web literate as some.
Anyway, coming up on tonight's episode, today's, this afternoon's, this one. Orange. You can't quabble. What am I trying to say?
I have no idea.
Be respectful of the length. Looking like a bollock.
So, Rich, we already have some Patreons. Do you want to give a shout out to them?
Yes. Thank you so much for giving us some of your funds, Megan. I think that's Megan. It's either Megan and there's a spelling mistake in there, but let's go with Megan. Kay, hello, Kay. You're a patriot, as is Niall. Don't know whether it's Niall Quinn, ex-lanky Arsenal and Ireland striker. Anthony. Don't know whether he pronounces the H. David, Jeff, Michelle and Isaac, Joint Enterprise. They're all patrons. Welcome and thank you. Bonus episodes coming your way soon. So, we've met our patriots. Let's find out tonight's first hack. Chris.
Andrew writes, this was submitted on Twitter. Play the music. I would like to travel from Coward, South Carolina, to Brave, Pennsylvania, please. Nice.
I see what he's done there. I like that. By the way, is that literally all Andrew wrote?
It's all he wrote. Thanks, Andrew, for giving us so much to work with there.
I believe that we're being hoist by our own petard here, being that we had that that note from Gretchen in episode one, very long-winded anecdote that she had for us, and we gave it pretty short shrift, and now people are writing in one-line hacks.
Well, we will get to Gretchen's message at the end of this show.
If we have time.
We will now they're writing some short messages.
Okay, so Andrew writes, I would like to travel from Coward, South Carolina to Brave, Pennsylvania. I love American place names. They're fantastic. I know we've got, you know, places like Cockwobble Town or that kind of thing. But like Coward and Brave, that's absolutely brilliant. And they're actually both either ends of an interstate highway, so that's pretty cool.
Should we maybe start by letting non-citizens of Carolina and Pennsylvania know sort of what part of the world we're talking about here? So this
who doesn't know where South Carolina and Pennsylvania are?
Well, you don't know where Boston, Massachusetts is, so you are not in a position to judge.
Okay, if you got in a hire car at Disney World and drove up north of Florida, came out of Florida, South Carolina.
The two places you're talking about here, that brief journey that Richie surmised there, I believe it's, depending on the route, 500 to 600 miles.
Coward to Brave is a very, very, very long drive. I've looked it out. Andrew wants to travel between the two. I've got some options. So if you are to drive that on the American interstate systems, if you went via Charlotte and Charleston to historic American settlements, that's an 8 hour and 35 minute drive if you were to drive non-stop at the speed limits. Now that is via toll roads. If you want to add an hour to your journey but avoid the toll roads, I think it's a better drive. And let me give you a few reasons why. First of all, you're avoiding the toll roads, okay? It's not a cheap place to be, the United States. So if you can take away the price of driving on their roads, that's a good thing. So it's a 9.5 hour drive if you go via Washington, the seat of power, Washington, the District of Columbia. A 9.5 hour drive via Washington, D.C., from Coward to Brave in Pennsylvania. So you're getting all the history of the founding fathers and the United States. Plus, here's the thing, right? And let me go a little bit romantic here. Let me go to the movies. I know this isn't a movie podcast, but I've been watching a lot recently of Disney Pixar's Cars movie. Are you familiar much with Cars, Chris?
Talking Cars. Red car,
yeah.
And the blue car had a race, or the red car wanted to do a stuff in
space.
No,
that's a bloody like Aquafresh advert, wasn't it? Which,
yep.
I'm sure it was a toothpaste that did. Red car and the blue car had a race.
I mean, if you want to keep singing the song, you'll know what it advertised, but keep going.
Minty, one of them had a minty.
Oh, the red car wanted to do a stuff his face. He eats everything he sees, from trucks to prickly trees. But
poor old Blue.
Close.
Had teeth.
Smart old Blue, he took the Milky Way.
Oh, it was an advert for Milky Way.
And that became the Cars movie.
Well, no, it didn't. So Cars was a Disney Pixar movie, but it was all about the tale of Radiator Springs. Okay, Radiator Springs was this this town, kind of like a Route 66 kind of vibe. But then they built the interstate, and none of the cars drove through Radiator Springs anymore. And so this town that thrived on cars driving through, and all the garages and all the motels and all the petrol pumps and all this kind of thing, they all dried up because people were driving down the interstate and they didn't see this beautiful town. And that's why Mater the tow truck suddenly became on bad times, until Lightning McQueen comes through Radiator Springs and rejuvenates the road. Where does this come into Andrew's journey from coward to brave? You might want to add extra time to the journey by going via Washington, but what am I trying to say?
I have no idea. I don't know what's happening. You just gave like a film review for like something with numerous plot holes.
I guess what I'm even I guess what I like am that? Evangelically saying. Plot holes or potholes?
Well, that's a joke, but carry on.
I guess what I'm evangelically trying to say is you may be adding an hour onto your journey to drive via Washington and avoid the toll roads, but maybe, as the movie Cars and the tale of Radiator Springs tells us, sometimes the long way round is the right way round.
Oh, that's nice. There is a long way around. I liked the idea of playing with, which was stopping at American funny place names, which is something I've done before. But this was actual people's names. So you could get from Coward to Brave via Florence, Hamlet, Martinville, Danville and Petersburg.
There's a place called Danville.
Danville. How unimaginative is that? Like, what's your name? Dan. What are you going to call the town that you founded? Danville.
But that's what a Dan would do. Like, if it was Daniel and you used the Ford name, you'd be like Danielston. And that sounds like a great place to live. Yeah. Danville sounds like something off of Fortnite.
Right. So being informal in life reduces your chances of prestige.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's like Chrisville. But if I was Christopher, it would be like Christophersburg.
It would be Christophersburg, yes.
Right. So you're like Richieton, but if you could, instead of that, have been like Richard de la Mer.
Richard de la Mer is my name at night.
Oh God! You answered too quickly for that to be a lie.
Hello, everybody. I am Richard de la Mer, and welcome, caller.
Oh God.
Do you have any travel queries?
We haven't focused on the names of the two places. I like the fact that Coward has a Baptist church, which sort of really brings home the Christian message that blessed are the meek.
Very, very good knowledge there, Christopher. Brave in Pennsylvania. All I'm thinking of is the movie Brave with Merida, the character.
That's a good one, that is.
That is a good
movie.
Much
better than Cars. So much better than Cars.
You've not seen Cars?
Oh, it's been on in the background whilst my kids have cried.
Watch it properly. Seriously, it's an underrated Pixar movie.
Okay. Maybe.
Let's take an advert.
Rich, I listened back to episode one of the bit of you discussing whether or not you'd be getting your Salma Beatty, if there was going to be an ad break there or not. And in my version, like the edition that downloaded to my phone, there was no ad break.
Oh, no! Because we're about to go to an advert now. Please, Lord, may there be an advert. Otherwise, what happens next is just so bad. As I go to order my hummus kebab.
Rich, tell me what your favourite type of Terry's chocolate is.
Orange.
Did you know Terry's chocolate lemon came before the chocolate orange?
They never did a Terry's chocolate lemon.
£100 said they did. And it preceded the orange.
There is no such thing as Terry's chocolate lemon. Nobody's done lemon chocolate.
Well, okay. I promise you, there was a Terry's chocolate lemon, and it predates the Terry's chocolate orange and is discontinued.
That's bullshit.
It's not.
The only sweet snack that has lemon in is lemon meringue pie, lemon drizzle cake. No one's infused chocolate with lemon.
Other than Terry's. Part of me feels like I should bother to go on the internet now and just give you all the proof. But then part of me just thinks, I'm going to leave it hanging. You'll probably say I made the website up.
Welcome back to Richie Firth, Travel Hacker. And on with our next hack, Christopher.
This is from Mark. Hi, guys. I have to travel from Ireland to England on family matters a good few times a year. I usually fly because that's the sensible way. That's my view. But I think I'd like to drive it and I want a decent run, needing stops for refreshment as I'll have three children with me. Perhaps things to stop and see. I'm in no rush for the journey, but it'll be a return journey twice in 2 weeks. I live in Killinamore, County Roscommon, and I'm travelling to Grange in Northampton. I love the podcast and I'm relieved to see it's back. I met you a couple of times, Richie, at the infamous Sawbridgeworth Christmas Light Switch On. Mm-hmm. Be great if that's back on the books this year. All the best and keep up the good work. Mark Earle.
It's got a whiff of that Alan Partridge episode where that bloke's following him. kind of worried about the Christmas light switch on, but Mark,
I really hope the lights are back on, Mark. And if you email this show, let me see if I can sort you out some front row tickets.
Mark, thank you very much for your hack. This has taken me down a bit of a wormhole, Chris, with Irish ferries, basically. My go-to for this journey was obviously, I'd never heard of Colleena Moore. I thought it was Wayne Rooney's wife. It turns out it's actually a location in Ireland.
I think a location in Ireland is not very specific. I think its location within Ireland, before you get into it, is actually quite relevant. It is right in the middle of nowhere, Ireland. Like Roscommon, that part of the world. You are, you know, stick a pin in the middle of Ireland and then find somewhere near there that there is nowhere. That is where it is.
Your description is spot on. I don't know Ireland very well at all, but it was absolutely right in the middle of nowhere. And I'm following this motorway on the mapping service. And it's the M4 motorway in Ireland from Roscommon down to Dublin, where we're going to get this ferry. And it goes past a place just off the M4 in Ireland. So this isn't the M4 from London to Swansea. There's another M4.
Yeah, in a different country. Be careful here.
Well, yeah, no, I know, but we've already got an M4. You can't be in another country and have an M4.
What?
We talked earlier about the states. They have the interstates or they have Route 66. Yeah. They don't have an M4.
Loads of other countries call their motorways M something or A something.
Never seen it. Never seen it.
Really?
No.
Okay, let's just move on. That we don't have time.
Okay, anyway. They've got a place called Enfield, just off the M4 in Ireland. And I'm sat there thinking, what's an Irish Cockney sound like? This is really weird. He's pointing at himself. Irish Cockneys do not sound like you.
I mean, I've literally got in front of you now my Irish passport and my English passport, or British,
yeah, but
or whatever.
There's not a hint of Irish in your twang.
No? So?
You're not an Irish Cockney.
Well, I'm literally Irish and I speak with this accent.
For blimey, governor!
That's good. That's actually...
Thank you.
That's not a million miles away from some of my older relatives.
Anyway, so we leave County Roscommon. We travel past Chris and his relatives in the Irish Enfield. No. We make our way to Dublin, where we get on a ferry. Now, you can get ferries from Dublin to Liverpool, from Dublin to Holyhead. This wanted me to go from Dublin to Heysham. Ever heard of Heysham, Chris?
No.
Heysham is a port that is a tiny little port just near Morecambe, where sea truck ferries make their way over to. I don't know why. I've answered my own question. I didn't know why anyone would want to go from Dublin right up to like Morecambe near Lancaster, almost sort of like Lake District. And then I kind of thought, well, maybe if you're going to Scotland, for example, and you want to go more up that way. But believe it or not, this was an 8-hour crossing. Now, I've heard a lot of tales about the Irish Sea. I wouldn't want to be on it any longer than what you'd need to be. 8 hours on a truck ferry from Dublin to basically Morecambe. That sounds like purgatory.
Yeah, that's not the way to do it, mate.
No, it's not. So I looked further. Dublin to Holyhead, you're looking at a 3.5 hour crossing, and that appears to be the quickest trip across, which made me really realise the distance between the two. Because, like, when I think about a cross-channel ferry, I'm thinking Dover-Calais, and I'm not really wanting to be on it any longer than an hour. I did New Haven-Dieppe for a French exchange when I was doing my GCSEs. That was 4 hours. So it's a good old crossing. Your sea ferry from Dublin to Holyhead, three and a half hours.
That sounds about right. Although, going to Holyhead, he did make it quite clear that he wanted to see places en route.
Exactly, Chris, which is why the hack that I've prepared, once again. Chris, we're returning to Radiator Springs. And what did we decide earlier? Sometimes the long way round is the right way round, which is why we're going to do Dublin to Heysham. We're going to go on with all those.
No. Wait,
seriously, Chris,
we are. Richie, you mean we're bypassing Snowdonia to do your madcap in, like, Barry's Ferries?
It's not Barry's Ferries, it's Sea Truck Ferries. Yes, we're going on with a lot of Gaelic truckers, and we're going to sit there and hear them sing loads of Lindisfarne songs, and then we're going to get off in Morecambe. What? And then suddenly, because Mark did say he's got family with him, he wants to stop and do things, we're going to stop. We're going to go and see the lights and the illuminations of Blackpool. We're going to go and see the historic musical history of Liverpool. We're going to go and see the wonderful football clubs that Liverpool have. Maybe we'll go and catch the Grand National. Then maybe we'll head down the M1 and we'll stop at Leicester and go to the National Space Museum. There's
what
so many more things
journey
you
is
can
this?
There's so much you can do if you go Sea Truck Ferries Dublin to Heysham. That's the way to do it. It's a total journey once you've added in the 8 hour crossing of the Irish Channel. It's a total journey of 12 hours and 13 minutes. The long way round is the right way round.
I can only assume that you're trying to put Mark off wanting to meet you by disturbing him with such a horrific journey. Here's the real life Richie Firth hack. This is what would happen if you and I were doing this journey. We would get to Dublin.
Yes.
We'd get drunk. We'd see that as the first thing we'd done, yeah? We'd have
pause for a second, because when I was looking at all these crossings, when we're allowed out, we're going to go on a canoe and have a little punt together. And then secondly, I want us to hack the shit out of the Irish Sea.
Okay, I'm in. I'm not going to Heysham, but I'm in.
So you can bunk on the Sea Truck Ferry. Do you not fancy bunking the night with me on the,
okay,
on the Irish
we
Sea?
We need a lot of Patreons. We need a lot of Patreons for that to happen.
I've got a list already. We spoke about them earlier. Megan.
You don't.
They're
the ones who are already in. If you currently are not a patron of the show and you want to hear about me and Richie bunking up on the Dublin to Heysham ferry with a load of truckers singing Lindisfarne.
We've just broken patriotgames.org. They're all logging on. Patreon.net.
I'm astonished, Rich, because I
Patreon.com?
Whatever. I guess. I genuinely thought your hack would include Stoke-on-Trent services. I'm astonished that you've actually been, like, quite ambitious, and I'm impressed.
It was so season two. And Susie Dent's still stuck there.
Her electric car just won't start. Oh, Susie. Well hacked, Rich. I mean, look, again, I am slowly coming round to the idea of... Heysham is the name of the place as well as the port, is it? And how are you spelling it?
H-E-Y-S-H-A-M. Dublin to Heysham by Sea Truck Ferries. We're putting them on the map.
Heysham sounds like a classic knocked out in the FA Cup second qualifying round.
Heysham Swifts.
Oh, it's just near Morecambe. I've actually been to see Morecambe play in the FA Cup, weirdly. Yeah, okay, Lancaster's quite nice. We could stop there.
It's the Lake District. We'd have a lovely time there.
Yeah, all right. Sure.
Yeah, we just need to work out a reason to go on an Irish ferry. Anyway.
Well, maybe if people can develop Mark's suggestion and see if they can repurpose it in some other way.
I know, look, we're in the middle of this virtual series, season three, right now, but there's got to be a hack in there somewhere about travelling to Ireland to work out whether Guinness tastes better in Ireland or here.
Okay, that doesn't
I'm just
sound
trying
like
to come up with reasons for us to go over to Dublin, basically. Anyway.
Could we do England, Isle of Man and Dublin pints of Guinness in a day?
Is that possible? Because I did notice that sea truck ferries do go to the Isle of Man as well.
Yeah. We could do Douglas, Dublin and Douglas, Dublin and where in Lancashire begins with a D? Douglas, Dublin and
Derby?
I mean, we could do Derby. I mean, it's miles away, but Douglas, Dublin and Derby in a day.
Christopher, let's take another commercial. Right, two hacks down. They've both been whacked. Let's hear our final hack of the night.
Before we do that, do you think we've got time to do Gretchen's letter?
I feel like we've had quite lengthy hacks right now. So let's just park Gretchen for now. There's plenty of episodes left in this season.
Yeah.
And we can come back to her because it's a letter, not really a hack.
Okay. All right, Gretchen, I promise you it's going back on the list next week. We'll do it then. And we move on to Lynn. Lynn Brown. This was a tweet from LynnB_Spurs. Thanks for the brevity again. Most exciting places to visit in a 5-mile radius outside London.
We've discussed already the problems that we've had with brevity after the slaying that Gretchen got in episode one of this season. So do please elaborate a little bit more, but just you know, be respectful of the length. Be respectful of the length.
Oh, my God.
Don't keep that in.
Oh, that's so staying in.
Oh dear, but LynnB_Spurs. I've got horrible feeling
I like Lynn.
That there's a little bit of football coming in there, but we'll choose to hack you anyway, Lynn. Most exciting places to visit in a 5-mile radius outside London. Well, first of all, when you take this on as a hack, how do you define outside of London? Is it outside the M25? Is it outside the 32 boroughs of London? As a note, Havering is the only London borough that goes slightly past the belt that is the M25. I've decided loosely to take the M25 as the outside of London, being that Havering is the only London borough that also goes outside of the M25. So I've been looking at things that are within a 5-mile journey from the girth of the M25.
Sorry, so you're saying somewhere in Essex, Hertfordshire, Buckinghamshire, Berkshire, Surrey or Kent, just outside London, and you're going to come up with a couple of single great things just into those counties, but only within 5 miles just into those counties?
I have come up with, let me count, 5 ideas.
Let's go, Rich.
Okay. First off, Harry Potter Studios. Okay.
Good.
Now, I've kind of broken the rules with my first suggestion there because actually it's just inside the M25. But most people will consider it to be Watford, which you wouldn't really say is London, even though it's inside the M25. But yeah, just off the M25 at Watford, you've got the Harry Potter Studios. You've got all the sets from the Harry Potter movies. I went there sort of August, September time when they were open and COVID compliant. So when we do start to get a little bit of freedom, it's a brilliant place to go. Seriously, I'm not a Harry Potter nut, but my kids are and my wife is. Absolutely brilliant place to go. Loads of parking. Harry Potter Studios, great recommendation.
As long as the parking's good, I'm in.
The next two are actually both quite close. But they're different. The Epping to Ongar Railway.
Done it.
It's great.
It is
really, really good. And if you love this podcast, I think you'll like it. Mm. Here's the reasons why. It's a preserved steam railway, okay, from Epping to Ongar. But Epping to Ongar was part of the Central Line. Mm. And then London Transport Board decided that wasn't a profitable part of it, so they canned it. But the line is obviously still there, and now it's home to steam trains. So if you want to go there, you can have a little ride on the steam train from North Weald down to Ongar and back. You meet at Epping Station, which is obviously at the end of the Central Line, and then you can get on an old Routemaster bus, which will take you out to North Weald Station, which is where the line starts, and you go into Epping Forest, back out a bit. It's really, really, really good fun. And also, here's a little bit of a treat for you. This is going proper transport nerdery. On the Isle of Wight at the moment, they are changing over their railway. The Isle of Wight Railway has had old London Underground trains on it. They're from like the 1930s. They are mega, mega old. They are just being taken out of service and being replaced by some old 1980s rejected District Line trains. So what's happening to the old 1930s tube trains, I hear you ask? They are moving from the Isle of Wight to the Epping to Ongar Railway. So, a little bit of news about them, and that is a great place to visit that is within 5 miles of the M25.
That's really exciting, and that's really good. I love that. And one of the things I really like about that line, so I cycle up through there, you know, there's a station there that's now someone's house that's you go through on the line?
Toot Hill.
Oh, okay. There must be two then. Unless I thought it was called Blake Hall, unless there's two.
Might be right and I might be wrong. I think it's at Toot Hill, but it's called Blake Hall.
That's all the same area, yeah. And so Blake Hall Station, there's just a massive gate where you used to be able to drive into the station, and there's really good reasons for it being decommissioned. I think, and again, forgive me if I'm out by one or two, I believe it was only getting 5 passengers a day in the Central Line.
plus it's a bit of a stretch of it being on the London Underground, really, isn't it, when you're that far out. And then my final suggestion is North Weald Market, which is just off, it's very near to the Epping Ongar Railway. You've got North Weald Aerodrome, but at the weekends it's one of those places that has the old, like, you know, knock-off market kind of thing, where if you want to get some Calvin Klein pants, but they're actually
Kevin Klein,
Colin Klein, then that's the place to go. Or to get some Nike Airs that aren't Nike Airs, but
Mike
also
Airs.
Aren't
Mike Airs. That's what it that's, doesn't matter.
Exactly. So it's a good place to go at the weekend if you like your shopping but you want to pay knockoff prices.
Can I suggest a place?
Of course you can.
Same part of the world, actually. That's sort of northeast of London. It's what I call the alien landing pod. So if you're just on the M11 going north from London, about to turn onto the M25, just before you take that exit, there is a really weird, on a slight hill, sort of a series of sort of oval concentric kind of rings sort of going out from each other.
Wow.
And just as, like, me and my daughter always say, it's like the alien landing pod. But it's actually, it's...
And your daughter? What a horrible, scary thing to say to a young girl.
What?
That aliens land there.
Yeah, but she doesn't think they're bad aliens.
Well, what? No, there's no such thing as a good alien.
How do you know?
Anything that comes from out of space to this...
E.T.
Mac is a film.
And me.
Is a film. Mork in reality.
Okay, well, tell me about the real aliens that are bad then.
In reality, any aliens that come to this planet, we'd shit ourselves.
No, not if E.T. turned up.
Of course we would. Looking what? Like that. Looking like a bollock.
Hey, look, there's something for everyone out there. If somebody wanted to meet a 4-foot bollock...
that rides a bike with a wicker hamper, we would shit ourselves.
A big pointy finger.
Yeah, what's he doing with that? It's a proctologist come from space.
Right, okay. Now I'm on board now. anyway, it's actually a piece of art. It's actually an earth structure, a piece of art. It's nice to walk around, look at the world.
Wow. So a piece of art that a dad is telling his daughter is an alien landing circle.
And then you can walk into Thaden Boys and have a pint.
Yeah, now you got something. Tell your daughter that as well.
We definitely didn't have time for Gretchen having just gone on.
No, we did not. Is it the first time we've done three hacks in one episode and they've all been a resounding success?
Well, let's have a think back of that. So your trip from coward to brave,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you really had many particular specific...
Yes, I did. I said go via Washington, D.C., the seat of government where so much has taken place. And we talked about the tale of Radiator Springs.
I mean, it's not direct. But I guess if they do want a meandering journey, then I think it's always important to see, like, impressive places. So, like, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Thank you.
I think I wouldn't say you've necessarily hacked Killenamore to Grange, but you have opened up the debate.
About the Dublin to Heysham sea truck ferries.
I can literally see myself lying in a bunk cuddling you whilst I vomit in 6 months' time.
And are you vomiting because of the Irish Sea or because you're cuddling me?
Rich, I would love to cuddle you. I'd love to cuddle anyone right now. And Lynn's message? I mean, look, what's not to win in a podcast featuring two 40-year-old men talking about steam trains?
There you go. If you have a hack that you want hacking by us in the quality that you've just heard, there are so many ways that you can get in touch. You can email us travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet us. I'm at Richie Firth. He's at Producer Chris. Or actually, they are the ways to get in touch. Don't know why I was giving you a third choice. There's obviously ways to download this podcast, but why I'm telling you to do it when you've done it already, I don't know. Actually, what I will remind you about one more time is patreon.com/travelhacker.
I've got one place that people might like to see, actually. If they go to the Bugle Podcast's YouTube page, they will actually get to see episode one of this series, visual form. It's basically just Richie just wanging on like a genius, and me looking perplexed and then crying.
Incredible. What, it exists in video form?
It is in video form.
The entire podcast?
The entire episode.
Oh, wow. I might go and watch that.
It is almost certainly going to contain reviews by buglers.
Maybe I won't. Don't look at the comments. Well, that's it for another podcast. Tweet us. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know whether you're enjoying it. If you're not, don't bother. And we will see you the next time one drops on your device. Get in touch. Don't be strangers. Whack out.
Whack out.
That's my new closing comment.
That's good. Yeah. Go whack yourself.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.